Hare Krishna. Back at New Rajadham, I did go to the groundbreaking ceremony for the Haveli at Bhaktivedanta Manor on Friday. I left Friday morning, got back Saturday morning, and got back here Saturday after early afternoon. And it was a wonderful thing to go. I think I was fortunate enough to witness a miracle. A groundbreaking ceremony, a miracle. No, it was more than that. The fact that Prime Minister David Cameron was there, well, it was more than that. And in the brief time that I have, because I have a National Council meeting in 22 minutes, I'll just try and sum up what for me is a miracle is how all of these events transpired over a period of decades, over 30 years to be precise, that finally brought us to the stage where we are opening a multi function hall called the Haveli at Bhaktivedanta Manor. It's a miracle. I was fortunate enough to be in on that miracle from the beginning. I came to the UK in 1980, and what we called the Manor campaign started in 1986, and it concluded in 1996 with the rear access road being constructed. And but over that period of first 10 years and then the subsequent 20 years thereafter, but particularly in that 10 years, the concern of the local village council and then Greater Hurstmead Borough Council was that too many people are going to come and disrupt the peacefulness, tranquility of Lechmore Heath and of this area, and therefore the Hare Krishna should not have public access. We can stay, and you can have a certain number of devotees living at the manor, but that's it. And now, mind you, all of this decision-making and all of these proposals were being made by the now ruling Conservative Party. Of course, that decision is, I'll explain later on, these weren't being taken by central government, they were being taken by the local town council and the Hurstmead Borough Council. In any case, throughout that time, and I could get into a long history. The person to really describe that history in its full length is Khandiri Prabhu, who was really the hero of the saga, who spearheaded and directed our efforts, unified the community, especially the Indian community, with its culmination in the march on Parliament, and where we finally got to the stage that even though we lost the inquiry, which cost an unbelievable fortune, we lost the appeal to the High Court, and we thought, why? So this is why I'm bringing this up, that all throughout all this time, here we are, we're simply trying to fulfill Srila Prabhupada's desire, spread Krishna consciousness, and George Harrison, after all, gave us this wonderful facility, and Why is this happening to us? Why is Krishna allowing this to happen? Why isn't Krishna doing something different? And well, Krishna did do something different, but it took 30 years before that happened. We did get a rear access road finally. We got a central government decision, parliamentary decision, to grant us the rear access road. So, all right, the front gate was locked, but then we got another front gate, and that's now the gate where devotees come to the manor. And we had limited attendance to the manor, and there is, in terms of numbers of festivals per year, and that limit is still, unfortunately, still there, or there are limitations. All the limitations are even better than what we have at present. But the end result was that in the next 20 years of continuing, ongoing meetings and negotiation with local council, we got to the stage where Radha Gokulananda seems like they're staying in their temple, but we're having a facility for taking prasadam, for having meetings, for having functions, for having kirtans, for so many other things, and which obviously means that the pressure of the manor building becomes alleviated. It becomes a place for darshan, not a place for everything. We get a building which is many times bigger in terms of functional area than what we have now. So for me, the miracle is that the same political party who once wanted to more or less bring an end to the manor, bring an end to our preaching, that political party's prime minister is now attending the groundbreaking ceremony, greeting everyone, saying Hare Krishna. It's a miracle, and it's very inconceivable. I think, really, for those devotees who were fortunate enough to participate in this lila over the past 30 years, it's something that really gives faith. Krishna has his plan. It may take 14 years, like with the case of the Pandavas. It may take 30 years, as in the case of Bhaktivedanta Manor. But ultimately, Krishna's will to spread, Krishna consciousness movement will manifest. And it has. And I feel really privileged to have been there. It was a real great honor that I was invited. Of course, for the last at least 10 years, I haven't been actively involved in the affairs of the UK Yatra or Bhaktivedanta Manor. But still, I visit regularly, and I'm always inquiring and concerned as to how are things developing. And then they've developed up to this stage. Of course, there was great hush-hush. It was during our Nishima Chaturdasi festival that I received a telephone call from Shruti informing me that the Prime Minister had agreed to attend, and that I should come, and I did, and it was wonderful. I would have never really believed it. None of us would have believed it in the past. So don't worry. Sometime in the future, the Prime Minister of this party will come, and he will personally inaugurate your temple. What do you mean temple? They're trying to close down our existing temple. They are not going to let us expand. They want us to do less and less. They don't want more people to come here. They don't want any people to come here. But Krishna's wonderful. And the way that Srila Prabhupada said that after he got the New York State High Court decision on keeping out on how Krishna consciousness movement is both a bona fide religion, and that there no one has any right to kidnap devotees just because they have a different religious belief. Prabhupada was repeating this over again. Wonderful Krishna. Krishna's so wonderful. And Krishna's wonderful. Radha Gokulananda are wonderful. They had their plan. We had to keep faith. We had to keep fighting. Chant Hare Krishna and fight. We had to keep fighting. And in the end, we got this very wonderful reward. Well, of course, the reward is 2 years from now, when that Haveli is finally built, constructed, and Hare Krishna. I thought I would just share that with everyone. Now I've got to go. It was wonderful, and as much as I can convey, it was truly a miracle. The unfolding of a miracle. Miracles happen. Krishna makes miracles happen for him. It's just everyday life for us. It's miracles, and this was one. Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Adi Gokulananda ki jai.